This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, some good advice on when to fight and when to flee in your walk of daily discipleship. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
How does one battle sins of fleshly lust? There's not a person on earth who does not experience temptation with fleshly lust at some time during life. It usually begins with something that is quite innocent and ends up with a big mess. I recall being on a panel to discuss this in a high school class at a local church. The man who spoke before me was a pastor. And since I was fairly new in my ministry with the Navigators, I was looking forward with keen anticipation to what he would say. I was hoping to learn from him. But when he began to speak, I couldn't believe my ears. He told these kids, "Sure, it's okay to park in a car on a dark, deserted country road. Just make sure you stay within the bounds of proper behavior." When it was my turn, I said, "Okay, if you follow this man's advice, make sure when you park that car and turn off those lights on that dark, deserted country road, that you both get out of the car, kneel down, and earnestly plead with the Lord in prayer that He will give you the strength and wisdom to stay within the bounds of proper behavior." But I told him, "I don't think you should put yourself in that situation in the first place. The Bible does not say overcome fleshly lust, to fight and win against fleshly lust, but to flee fleshly lust." I had a friend who made the mistake of trying to prove to himself that he was morally strong. So he and his girlfriend would sit in the living room with the lights out just to prove that he was able to win the battle of lust. He didn't. He lost. And it all began with such innocence. Yielding to sin is a progression. It doesn't happen all at once. The Bible tells the story of how a man named Achan stole something that didn't belong to him. Listen to his explanation. "When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, along with lots of silver and gold, I coveted them, took them, and hid them in the earth in the middle of my tent." Now notice the progression. He saw it, he lusted after it, he took it, and then tried to cover up his sin. Friend, is there a temptation you are flirting with today that looks innocent on the surface? In situations like that, yield yourself immediately in prayer to the power of Christ. Don't try to go it alone. Do it now. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.